I'm studying now, more spiritual safer, talking about why are we called Adam. Adam, because we come from the Adama. We come from the ground. So most of us think that Hashem made a form out of clay, out of the ground. And like our sages teach us, He took a little bit of ground from all over the world so that after a person passes on after 120 years, no matter where he winds up being buried, the ground should not reject him. And He made a clay form of a person. Since we come from the Hadama, so we are called Adam. But there is a deeper thing to that too. The reason we are called Adam is to remind us where we come from. It's to humble us. But it's even more than that. All our strength continuously comes from Adama. Everything comes from the ground. We live from the ground. We were created from the ground. We go back to the ground. And we sustain ourselves consistently from the ground. This is a very, very important concept that we have to know. That is the reason why the blessings are so important. Because we are blessing what comes from the ground. That's why the pasuk says, a man is a living tree. Why does the pasuk say that? He's a living tree. Because we are just another tree. There are trees that are sucking from the ground and they are rooted in the ground and they are attached to the ground. We are also a tree and we're also sucking from the ground, but we're not rooted in the ground. We just crawl on the ground. We crawl on the ground like all the other animals, like all the other insects. And all the animals and all the insects are sustained from the ground. And so too are we sustained from the ground. So what's the difference between us and the animals? One of the prayers we say is, Amos ara Adam and Habehema. What is the additive between a man and an animal? So our prayer says, Oyen, absolutely nothing. There is no difference. But some sages say that in the word Oyin, which is spelled Aleph Yud Nun, is encoded Adam Yesh Neshama. Man has a Neshama. And that is what separates us from the animal. So as long as we live Neshamadik, we live a holy life, the Neshama is holy, the Neshama is pure, so then we are a higher level of Adama. But if we don't have the Neshama part in it, then we're just Adama. So when a person is born and Hashem puts in the Neshama, so that is the thing that changes everything. When Hashem takes away the Neshama, then what is the difference between a man and an animal? It's all technically a carcass. But the Adam with the Neshama, his Neshama goes up to where it came. That's a whole difference. So what are we? Are we a physical being or are we a spiritual being? And that's where a lot of people miss it. We are a spiritual being. We are not a physical being. We are a spiritual being. Just the spirit has to be someplace. Because this world is a physical world. So Hashem can't just send down the Neshama to hover over here. It needs to have a being. It needs to have a being. So He puts us into the form of a human being and form of a body. But it's only a temporary thing. It's only here as many years as He gives us. What's left? What's left is the Neshama. If we were speaking about Adam and Adama, we learned that Adama was a blessing. And when God created Adama, He created it to be a blessing. Then came man, and he sinned. So what happened with the Adama? The Adama is still a blessing, because we live from everything in the ground. But there was one change that took place. There is a pasuk in the Torah that says, after Adam sinned with Eve, God said, Arura ha'adama, cursed shall be the ground, ba'avorecha, because of you. So the Torah says, Kol tzvedar tatzmiach lach. It's going to sprout weeds. And in order for you to get the blessing, you're going to have to rid yourself of the weeds. That is a very deep thing over here. God really said then was, for a Jew on this world to merit the blessings, he's going to have to get rid of the weeds. He's going to have to get rid of the sin. He's going to have to get rid of the bad character traits, the defects of humanity. And that is the way it goes throughout life. So Hashem really, what he did was he encoded good into the world and into the earth. And what did we do? We turned blessing into a curse. It's very, very important to understand that we are a blessed nation. But our actions can create a negative defect. The original intention was for us to only have this blessing. Mesillas Yesharim says that Meretzon HaTov Lahetiv, it is the will of the good Lord to do good with us. So Hashem created really the world. It should be a blessing. This way it would be easy for us to serve Him. And we find it now in Devarim, and we read it by Tisha B'Av, we read Eicha. There's a deep understanding in Eicha. Eicha means how? Eicha, how? How did we veer off the straight path? Where did we go wrong? So until we sinned, we didn't have to deal with the Kodesh V'Darda. We didn't have to deal with the weeds. We didn't have to deal with the Yetzer Hara. We didn't have to deal with the evil inclination. But once we sinned, then we have to deal with the weeds, with the evil inclination. But Hashem did not let us out the pasture, even though we messed up the world the way it was meant to be. So Hashem gave us the Torah. The holiness of the Torah is like an antibody. It's like a medicine that knocks out the Yetzer Hara when studied properly and when we learn it properly.